More fundraising news now. Saturday from 7 a.m. until 1 p.m., the Haas Hall Academy National Honor Society will conduct a parking lot sale at the school's parking lot in Fayetteville. Money raised will be used to help the school's students create an organization called Working for the Poor to benefit efforts to ease poverty in the region. The idea developed among the school's current senior class after they were assigned David Shipler's book, The Working Poor, as a summer assignment. The book was the recent One Book, One Community selection by the University of Arkansas. Two of the organizers of Saturday's parking lot sale, Yana Kill and Justin Ramey, both seniors at Haas Hall, came to our studio yesterday. Justin says the students were inspired by something that David Shipler mentions in his book.
One of the problems he mentioned in the book was that we all know about the problem and it's mentioned in society every day, but no one takes action. And I think that was a big flag to us. We were like, well, we're sitting here talking about it, doing exactly what he says everyone does, but why don't we step out and be the first people to actually take action?
So what was the conversation like after you've made that step? Let's do something. How'd you decide what to do?
We were into a group first and we talked about the activities that we can do. And we discussed a lot of things like the actual action that we could take and how is it going to go through, how far do we need to have the basics set so that we can go through with this. And we decided that it is easier for us to start with school first, to reach out to school first and then go bigger, since it is the very first step that we're taking.
When I was in high school and we would have required reading, didn't have it during the summer, but in English or something. And often it would seem like a chore. Here comes Grapes of Wrath, and you think, oh, I don't have time. I don't want to do this. I want to watch the game on television. And then you get into it and you go, oh, this is a pretty interesting book. Have you had similar experiences like that?
Well, I did whenever I first started reading it, the first page, and I was like so confused with this book. It was talk about taxes and money, and I was like, I don't understand this stuff. But then I went through, and there are stories about personal, stories from actual families, and there were experiences that I could actually connect to. And it really touched me, and it was really touching book, and it was the way he started out was really kind of annoying to me, but then it went more emotional towards the end, and I liked it, and it was actually a great book.
And for some people, like me, I read the book and it was interesting, but it wasn't until the class discussions that I really got involved with the book. And so now I'm going through and rereading it, and I'm seeing different things, but it was after the discussion that I really learned to like the book.
Did you happen to hear him speak when he was in Fayetteville?
Yes, sir. I went to the lecture, and I loved it. I thought, because he went in a little more depth with the solutions that he kind of touched on in the book, but I really enjoyed myself hearing him talk and then just seeing him in person and everything.
See, I wasn't there to experience it personally, but our teacher was. And David Shipler actually gave our teacher an idea of an assignment that has to do with the book. And we just finished this, and it was actually family budgeting. And we went through details on groceries and insurance and everything that you have to deal with in life. And we went in depth, and we actually had to get a job, find the income, and deduct it from the income that we had. And it was really interesting how I would be doing this someday. And it was so hard to do. This was my first nonfiction book that I ever encountered. And I wasn't sure if I would like it very much, because all this time, all my school reading was fiction, novels, great William Shakespeare, great, Kate Chopin and everyone like that. But David Shipler, when I actually first saw the book, and I was kind of wondering what the nonfiction would be like, and I started reading it. Of course, beginning I didn't like it, but the nonfiction, I kind of like it now that it's the real world that it's telling me. But it was the very first nonfiction that I ever read, and I really enjoyed it. And there's no other book like it that I read.
Yeah.
I thought for the nonfiction at first, it's different, like you said. It doesn't have all that flowery language like that fiction usually has. And so right now I'm reading Zaytoun, which is another nonfiction, and it's a little more blunt. Like, it's just kind of like, here it is, right now dealing with society and everything. And so in that aspect, I kind of like nonfiction better, because it's more like, here's the point, and then what are you going to do with it?
Zaytoun, in New Orleans, right?
Yes, sir.
Taking
during
place
Katrina.
During Katrina. That's a really good book.
I'm halfway through it now. I really like it.
Justin Ramey and Yana Kill are both seniors at Haas Hall Academy and are co-organizers of the parking lot sale at Haas Hall Academy Saturday from 7 until 1. The location is 3155 North College in Fayetteville. The hours from 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. They visited the Ozarks at Large studios yesterday.
On this week's Generic Blues Show, we have a name brand interview with Buddy Flett. I think of him as the Earl Cade of Shreveport, Louisiana. He stopped by the studios last month, brought a couple guitars. Check out that interview this Friday night at 9 o'clock on the Generic Blues Show. We'll see you then.